This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, stars of the NBA World Champion Warriors, announced that they would not be going to the White House if invited because of President Trump's policies. And Trump tweeted that their invitation would be withdrawn. In another sports tweet, he profanely implored NFL owners to fire players over protesting during the national anthem. LeBron James, in a tweet, referred to Trump as "you bum" for harassing Curry, who called it all a surreal moment. The head of the NFL even asked Trump to back off. Puerto Rico's governor has urged 70,000 people to evacuate for fear of a dam collapsing in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, and estimates are that some may be without power for 4 to 6 months. Sleeping Giants is a mysterious group that has no address, no organizational structure, and no officers. All of its leaders are anonymous, and much of what it claims is difficult to independently verify. But the group does have a singular purpose, pursued as relentlessly as Ahab chasing a whale. It aims to drive advertisers away from Breitbart.com. "We're trying to defund bigotry," the spokesman says. Facebook abruptly abandoned a plan to change its stock structure that would have given Mark Zuckerberg more control. The latest in a string of reversals by the social media giant as it fends off controversies on several fronts. The big three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, collected 4.5 billion pieces of data each month to feed into their credit reports. An analysis by the consulting firm Avalere Health of the Lindsey Graham attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act found that the measure would reduce overall federal funding to states by $215 billion through 2026 and by more than $4 trillion over a 20-year period. Analysts believe that recent problems with Facebook are structural rather than episodic because all these problems are baked into the business model. Ad targeting through deep surveillance, emaciated workforce, automation, and the use of algorithms to find and highlight content that entice people to stay on the site or click on ads or pay for play messages. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.